Hi everybody on Blind Cool Tech, this is Mary, and I'm recording this kind of spontaneously. It's very late in the evening. Goodness, it must be the middle of the night by now. I've lost track of time, but when you can't sleep, your mind sort of goes on and on and on about things that you intend to do, and I finally decided I'm just going to start doing some of the things I've intended to do for a while, and one of them is discussing the possibility of having a Star Trek chat in the chat room on the Blind Cool Tech website. This is something that I had thought of doing, and I suppose I probably mentioned it on the list a couple of times when I was still part of the BCT list. And I think I've mentioned it once or twice in the chat room itself, and maybe in individual emails to different people. But I thought it would be really fun to have a gathering of Star Trek fans. There must be more than two or three of you out there. I get the impression that there are quite a few. We just haven't discussed it very much. Anyway, I'm not quite sure how we would go about this. I suppose probably what I would end up doing is gathering a list of people together according to the responses that I get, and then communicating with everybody as far as when we decide to do it. I suspect that probably a weekend and an evening would be about the best time to do it. I'm very flexible. I really don't have any schedule to speak of. So I can even start at 4 or 5 p.m. Pacific time. Only problem is that would be quite late if you're in Europe or in some other part of the world. But I'm very flexible as far as what time we can do it. And I just think it would be a great deal of fun to talk about the various Star Trek series, everything from the original series to the animated version of the original series, which ran for about 1.5 seasons. I guess it was around 1972-73. I have all of those on videotape, along with the original series. The animated series was only a half an hour program, and it ran on Saturday mornings, and I guess one of the networks thought that that would be a good time to do it, but the problem is that a lot of adults never got to see it, so they didn't really know about it. In fact, I've forgotten how I found out about it. And then we can talk about Star Trek Next Generation and Deep Space Nine and Voyager, and just now I happen to be in the middle of the second series, or the second season, rather, of watching the DVDs of Star Trek Enterprise, which I really love. I love that show. And I rent the DVDs from Netflix and have been going through everything from The Next Generation up through Enterprise. In fact, I've just purchased all four seasons of Enterprise just because I happen to like it so much. It's harder to find out what's going on. You can't really tell, but if you listen to it enough, you kind of get the gist of what's happening. But we can talk about that, as to how the series changed and who our favorite characters are, and does anybody have any trouble trying to figure out telling the voices apart and that kind of thing. Mostly you can do that, but it seems like on Enterprise it's a little bit more difficult. We can talk about such things as the different characters that we like and don't like, and how the shows ended and how they could have ended, or when did we actually start watching the program. Once you get started talking about Star Trek, it's just hard to quit. I had a really great discussion in the chat room about a week ago, and my goodness, we went on for at least 15 minutes, if not longer, and that's when I kind of got the idea that, you know, this really could work, especially if we get a whole bunch of people in, maybe about five or six of us, if not more, the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. Of course, the chat room, I think, can only hold up to about 25 people, but I don't know that we're going to have that many. But it would just be terrific to do. And my goodness, we've had chats on a couple of other things. Why not Star Trek? So anyway, if anybody is interested in this, you can email me. That's probably about the only way to get in touch with me. My email address is Mary Emerson, MaryEmerson, at SBC Global, that's SBCGlobal.net. And I would love to hear from you if you are a Trekkie, or I guess some people call them Trekkers. I like Trekkie. I think that sounds kind of neat. But then I go back to the original series in the 1960s, so what can I say? Also, another thing we could talk about is if any of us have any of the Star Trek action figures. I've got a set of, I believe it's 6 figures that are about 5 inches tall, and they look more like stuffed animals than anything else, but they're not. One of them is a stuffed animal, though. It's a targ, which is a Klingon animal. It looks like a cat, but it's got these big spines going down its back, and they just kind of stand up, and they look pretty ferocious. And I've got, what else do I have in that set? I've got an Andorian, which is a humanoid with antennas sticking out of the top of his head. And a Vulcan and a Gorn, who's a pretty ferocious figurine. Those Gorns have a lot of teeth. And a couple of others I can't think now what they are. But I would love to get some more Star Trek stuff. I've always been curious to see what a communicator look like, and a phaser, and just all kinds of other stuff like that that you hear about all the time that you never get to see because you can't see them or you can't get your hands on them to look at it. And I know there are websites that sell Star Trek paraphernalia. I've seen a couple of them, but I don't know how trustworthy they are or anything, so we could talk about some of that too, because it would be great to get some Star Trek stuff. And so anyway, there's a lot to talk about. So if you are interested in something like this, contact me by email and we'll see what we can do about getting something started. And of course, I plan to record the chat and put it up on BCT. I think that would be a great contribution to BCT, having a Star Trek chat. We talk about everything else up there. Why not? Thank you for listening and bye for this time.